Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It's been a patriotic year, if not particularly victorious. This is Archansky with the 4th of July edition of Sports Notebook. On the national stage, the U.S. began the year by sending 230 athletes to the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia, which is 4 more athletes than the host country. It's also 4 less gold medals than the Russians won to finish with an Olympic high of 33. Good for 4th place in goals. In total medals, the Americans were 2nd with 28, 5 behind Russia again. Of course, the U.S. men's hockey team didn't do much, losing to Canada and Finland in the bronze medal game. I was in Boston on April 15th and was never prouder of my home city and how it bounced back from the marathon bombings of 2013. 9,000 more runners than the year before and 400,000 more spectators, almost twice as many as 2013. It was Boston strong indeed, as the city turned out on a beautiful day to not only protect all the runners and fans who cheered on Meb Keflezighi, the first American male to win the oldest foot race in America in 38 years. Pinehurst No. 2 held historic U.S. Opens for both men and women on back-to-back weeks. While German Martin Keimer led wire-to-wire in the men's open, American citizen Michelle Wee from Hawaii thrilled the home crowd by winning her first major championship after returning to the tour from Stanford and getting over a childhood of too many expectations. Way to go, Wee. And although we've talked about it a lot in recent weeks, the 2014 World Cup seemed to me much more popular in this country. It was the second straight time the Americans got out of group play, but this team captured our hearts even though it won only one match in the whole dadgum competition. Soccer still has its detractors for sure, mostly for not enough scoring over 90 minutes of continuous action, plus stoppage time and overtime if the match ends up tied. We're on the cusp of the U.S. Tennis Open in New York, where an American has not won since Andy Roddick pulled it off in 2010. Roddick has since retired to spend more time with his model actress wife, Brooklyn Decker, who has a pretty patriotic first name herself, come to think of it. Maybe Serena and someone else will do better than what's going on now at Wimbledon, where an American man or woman did not make it into the 4th round on the grass. All in all, lots to cheer about in the last year, but not that much to celebrate, as we'd hope for. This is Archansky. Oh, say can you see ya?